Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. This is a great joy for three astrologers. We love to share what we find fascinating about the stars, current events, and your life. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from St. Paul, Minnesota, where it is getting cold and getting ready to snow. And I am joined by my two favorite New York astrologers, Mark and Anne. Mark?
Mark Waltz in New York City, over on the west side by the Hudson River. And over by the east river is?
Anne Ortley sitting at my bright red desk with Max the cat instead of Handsome the cat. Apparently they've rotated responsibilities. Handsome's gone. I don't know where he is. Max is sitting here on the desk. So, he's probably in the litter box or something. But anyway, Max is here. So yeah, beautiful week. We got the sun going into Sagittarius.
Beautiful
tomorrow.
Week. And I want to. You two can't really see it so easily from New York City because horizons are a little hard to see there,
right.
As I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But here we can really see the Venus Jupiter opposition. Now, we know that last weekend was a doozy with Venus with the full moon in Taurus and Scorpio, with the sun in Scorpio, and bringing up, turning time, just as there was an X-class solar flare on the sun, it was on Friday, I believe, and it was beginning to be felt it all weekend, and major solar flares really can turn up the volume on what's going on here. And we had a Venus-Pluto conjunction. Mm-hmm. And Venus-Pluto conjunction on Friday, which brought a lot of people to a moody place or a stormy place, remembering what they've lost, just dealing with that Pluto, what is beautiful, what's lovable in the face of life and death. And just as that hit, I don't know, you all may have seen on the news the tornadoes, but we're pretty close to those tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
The set tornado warning signs that two EF4s that went through Illinois, 16 people died. It was pretty windy on Sunday.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there's such beauty and opening of the heart. I know three couples who decided to get married the same weekend. It was just more like, let's take life seriously in some way or the other.
Wow. They got married this weekend or they decided to?
One got married and two decided to get married, and I'm marrying them next weekend.
Wow.
Which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. But most of these are couples, gay couples who have been together for a long time and now can finally do it.
Can marry, yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is very cool.
They've been, but that Venus-Pluto conjunction kind of brought that up. Do we want to do this? Or are we real?
We ready to commit or not? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Right, and having the power to do it, too.
Yes. Very exciting.
The authority. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it wasn't there before. Very cool.
Right.
I like that.
And now Venus, but Venus is pulling away from that conjunction with Pluto and moving over the week into a lovely opposition to Jupiter. Mm-hmm. And I really love that. I mean, opposition or not, whenever Venus and Jupiter talk, it can be a real heart-opening time.
Right.
We can tune into it. And you will be able to see it. Already now, Venus is so bright in the early evening sky, right after sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's about as far away from the sun
go.
As it gets, right?
Yeah.
It goes a little bit farther away. But it was very bright. And as right after it sets, we see Jupiter pop up in the east. Because they're running in oppositions. And it's nice to, we don't often get a chance to literally see an opposition. These are the two brightest planets.
Two brightest planets,
right.
And they're right across from each other, right?
So I'd suggest anybody you can go out, feel it, soak it up, take it in.
Stand there under Venus's light and then turn around and look at Jupiter. It's like very cool.
Yep.
You got to find a field because it's hard to do here in New York. You got to run across the
state. Or stand on a rooftop.
Or go to the top of the Empire State Building. It's very romantic up there.
Yeah, why not?
I love the Empire State Building. It's one of my favorite
buildings.
Just go
on a ferry,
as long as there's not too much light.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Venus and Jupiter are bright enough to see even
bright.
With.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of exciting.
That is really cool.
And we see Mercury coming back around the same time
mm-hmm.
for the third pass of its conjunction with Saturn. It conjunct Saturn in Scorpio, retrograde back, conjunct Saturn again, and move forward as conjuncting Saturn a third time. Mm-hmm. So that's also the seriousness and the heaviness, but also making things concrete. I'm hearing a lot of people signing documents or writing something out or taking themselves seriously, or you said we got our Eventzilla thing program up.
We got our
up.
Event program up. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we'll talk. It's like putting something into concrete form that we've been cooking for a couple of months
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as Venus, as Mercury does that last conjunction
yes.
with Saturn. Mm-hmm. So talk about our Eventzilla. This is a good segue into that.
Okay. Everybody interested, we're offering, Heather, Mark, and I are offering a which was Mark's wife's idea, yay, wife, to offer kind of a weekend that's continuous. A lot of times conferences are offered and they cover one thing. And so she pointed out that that's kind of how, and he said, yeah, you're that's right. You know, you learn a lot of different things. You kind of run around from a bunch of rooms. So what we decided to do was offer a cohesive weekend on chart reading skills. So you're going to be able to take the weekend and walk away with a serious set of skills, you know, taking your existing astrology knowledge and helping you learn how to talk to people about what you see in the chart, handling some questions, building counseling skills, and just kind of an experiential that Mark, Heather, and I will be conducting the first weekend in February. We have an early bird rate through December 1st. So it's going to be the weekend Friday night, Saturday and Sunday in February. There's also, if you're coming in from out of town, there's reasonably priced hotels in the neighborhood. Mark, you want to add some more to it? Because you were the one that kind of came up with a bit of the content, too.
Well, it'll
talking.
Be really nice. Friday evening is kind of can be a standalone thing, or it leads into the weekend as well. So some people might not make the Friday evening, but you'll be able to come right in and be with us all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Or some people might just come for Friday evening on its own, and they might not be able to be there for Saturday or Sunday. But either way, the whole thing hangs together. And our goal is really to work with people who have a basic understanding, basic vocabulary of astrology, or even all the way to advanced, but they haven't quite pulled it together and sat down and found it easy to do a reading. And so by the end of this weekend, whatever your level of skill, and even if you're fairly new and you haven't explored everything in astrology, you'll work with what you have been studying for years, and you just need that little kind of whatever those last steps are to pull it all together in a reading, you'll get that through that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the weekend, you'll be able to converse with someone about their chart.
Mm-hmm. And we have three different sets of skills and personalities that we're bringing to this. So it's a really three-dimensional process. So beginning a real variety of ways of working with the chart, which is very exciting. And Mark, Ann, and I love working together anyway. So I think it's going to be a really interesting weekend. And how, Anne, do they
what they do is
this?
They can Google Access Astrology, or if you want to do the website, it is, I just put the site down, of course. That would make sense to have it up while I'm doing this, right? they're going to Google.
I think you can just go to Anne.
You can go to my site. It's on there. But you go to Access Astrology, AccessAstrology. Chart reading dot eventzilla, eventzilla, zilla.net. And if you Google Access Astrology chart reading, it should pop up. You should be able to find the link that way. And it's on my website, and we'll put it on the Blog Talk Radio website as a place to check in. And, it, you know, you basically save that first weekend in February and come join us. It should be a great deal of fun. And, you know, we're going to be playing, so when we play together, we always have a good time, so we know you're going to have a good time,
right,
too. It'll be fun. So sign up, and the early birds rate is through December 1st. So shameless self-promotion, sign up for it. Come learn new exciting things.
See, this is the Mercury-Saturn conjunction.
Right, Mercury-Saturn.
And we might even want to hold that, say, through December 5th, because mm-hmm. when Mercury goes into Sagittarius, a lot of people will, and on the late in the, on the day on the 3rd or early on the 4th, more people might want to travel.
Okay, so we can totally tweak it. Eventville is very flexible. So
great.
Yeah.
And so what else do you see happening this week astrologically that you want to share with people?
Well, I think the thing that I noticed was the sun going into Sag, because I'm, like, really mm-hmm. excited to get the hell out of Scorpio. And not that I don't like my Scorpio people, but, boy, it's been a long slog. Mm-hmm. But sun squaring Neptune. And I always like that because it has a whole quality of, you know, the dream. Let's work on the dream. Let's mm-hmm. vision the dream. Let's figure out what it is. Mm-hmm. And let's be happy. So when I was working on my column this week, there was this guy who goes around in L.A. singing out loud, and he was singing Build Me Up Buttercup, you know, that mm-hmm. song. And he was getting all these people to sing in their cars as they drove mm-hmm. with him. So I was kind of like, it's an optimistic kind of energy at the end mm-hmm. of the week after a lot of, we've been working really hard in very deep places in our charts. So I'm really looking to that that optimistic energy to show up in a whole new way. Mark, mm-hmm. what are you looking for?
Yeah, I like that. And Sun Square and Neptune also really is kind of a delusion buster.
Yes.
You know, things come up and people try to hold on to the lie, and it really all comes unraveled. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not. But if not, then it stays together for a good while. But for the most part, Sun Square and Neptune, we're able to see the king's coat for what it is. And, you know, the things that are not what they seem to be, we see more what they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's big resistance to that, then, you know, it's a huge shock. But if there's not a resistance, we realize we knew it all along.
Right.
And that is the way delusions work, you know. Mm-hmm. We knew it all along, but it was so much fun to go along with it, and now we can't anymore.
Right.
You know, drop that and set up a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's often what happens.
Yeah.
And that Sagittarius, I mean, I agree that I think with Mercury going back and forth and back and forth, back and forth and back in Scorpio, this Scorpio season has felt unusually heavy
mm-hmm.
and, you know, unusually deep and hopefully unusually constructive, but it may be too close to see that yet.
A little too close to home right now, but maybe in a couple of weeks. Because I have to tell you, yikes.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's been tough.
Yeah.
And I have, my article is in One Spirit, which is part of the Book of the Month Club work over at the Time Warner place.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a massive series of layoffs last Friday, and my editor is gone.
Aww.
So who knows what's happening over there. The whole editing field is in such, you know, transformation mm-hmm. at the moment, such metamorphosis. It's really taking the brunt of the Uranus-Pluto square for these 3 years.
Wow.
And
so
doesn't know
where was
quite
this?
Where, it's
was,
going.
Where was this? Where the changes?
The Book of the Month Club. My article appears on One Spirit website, which is the spiritual book section for the Book of the Month Club group,
right.
which is part of, you know, used to be Doubleday, Time Warner mm-hmm. Publishing.
Wow.
And they keep shrinking in those departments.
Right.
Since I've been working with them for about 10 years, it's been shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and they just shrunk again and laid off most of the people, including the heads of the department.
Wow.
So I'm seeing that happening in so many publishing
mm-hmm.
industries.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderfully articulate people are having to reinvent their life mm-hmm. because their job has disappeared.
Right. Yeah.
And there
is
room to reinvent. It's going to take some creativity on our part.
Well, and I think we, you know, recognizing that that's part of what the Pluto Pluto-Uranus transit is bringing is it really changes mm-hmm. a lot of the structures that we've become to think we think of as being solid. Mm-hmm. And then he comes in and goes, not so solid, not so fast. Let's revise. So this is a very, but it's very hard getting laid off right before the holidays. But it also is, you know, then time for new. And Saturn going into Scorpio is going to be asking us what we want to do for the rest, the next 30 years, as he kind of clears 16 next week and goes into, into a new patch of Scorpios. The section between 16 and 23 will be open for revision a few times. The other pieces next week will be off because it is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, or Tuesday, whatever day we are on, we broadcast on. It's the week before Thanksgiving, so we won't be here, but we will be here the week after. So it's also kind of saying, you know, when your job this week and next week, so we're going to talk a little bit about next week too, just so everybody's kind of tuned into it. Next week, Mercury and Saturn meet, as Heather mentioned, for the third and final time. But we also have a lot to do with a lot of energy around what our direction is, because we're going to cast our fate to the wind. And this week, on yesterday, Venus went into her retrograde shadow. So in the case of Heather's author or editor, certainly, you know, makes people very aware of their money and their consciousness around it. So you kind of find you're a little more serious because Venus is going to be in Capricorn because she's got a big up retrograde coming during mm-hmm. the spring, and she's going to be in Capricorn for until March 1st or March 5th, something like that, a long time. So for a lot of people, this is also a time about what your values, what is of value to you, what's important to you. And I have to say, you know, having worked with different editors myself over the years, there's a brilliance, you know, where you can discuss something mm-hmm. and say to them, well, I was trying to get it, and a good editor just steps in and gives you the slight shift in the phrasing, and you're like, that's it, that's what I was trying to do. And they always mm-hmm. can spot the place where you're having a little struggle giving birth. So it's really honoring that editing process and all of this with Mercury and Saturn, where we're editing our lives right now,
mm-hmm.
and we're coming up with our new vision of what we want to bring and create and grow in our homes, in our lives, with our families. And, as the Saturn and Sag energy kicks off, or the Sun and Sag energy kicks off, what that vision is that we have for each other and ourselves. So it's forward times. So anything
Beautiful.
Else you guys think about next week? In terms of the energy that's coming?
Well, there's a Venus-Saturn sextile, which
I forgot about her.
Also actually kind of pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It's supporting us to do the right thing and just be, and it's a Venus-Saturn sextile in it kind of supports history, connect with old friends, look for antiques, honor the process that's been going on for a while, honor friendships, honor where trust has been. Be grateful for the trust where there is trust in your life. And it asks us to, practice good relationship skills with each other, even when we're not feeling all that warm and fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we just do right by each other and then see how that supports the flow of feelings afterwards?
Right. And I think that's the other part with Saturn sextile being such an opening sextile. So you're also planting how Venus wants to work with Saturn for the year ahead. So it's an important mm-hmm. time to kind of think about, okay, how do my relationships support the structures in my life, and how do my structures in my life enhance and help my relationships and the things I value grow? So I think mm-hmm. that's an important component too. So
yeah, and with this one, involving Capricorn and Scorpio,
mm-hmm.
there's a real sense of what it is that my accomplishments contribute to the collective.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how I can draw on the collective to meet my needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. And when drawing on the collective and meeting those needs, then that contribution, how it, you know, kind of almost a pay it forward or a new vision of how we get there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say over the weekend, there is a pretty upbeat but kind of intense moon, Leo moon, while Venus is sextiling Saturn. That's why I'm doing the two weddings. It'll be interesting. But the sun squares Neptune on Sunday night, leaving us a little fuzzy. Watch how much you drink at those weddings. But also it helps us, you know, come back to our imagination and our heart. And the moon is then in Virgo for Monday and Tuesday, which is going to be really good for just knocking out a lot of work before the holidays begin. And then on then just in time for the holidays next week, and we'll talk more about the holiday on next week, but the there's a good chance that a lot of people won't be listening to us next Wednesday because they'll be heading off traveling for the holidays.
Actually, we probably will be too.
You probably will be too. And I should probably be here, but...
Okay, well, you're solo because I'm traveling on Wednesday.
Oh, you're traveling.
If you
want to
do it Wednesday, that's great.
Wednesday.
Yeah, but I'm going to be, I'm not going to be able to make next Wednesday.
Okay,
too.
I'll take it solo next week.
Solo Heather.
You two by yourselves last week.
Right.
It's only fair. And then because the moon goes into Libra for the holidays, it should, it, if we, you know, if we tune into the Libra and the Venus, and let ourselves set new patterns with people, it can be a wonderful holiday. If we get hooked on the past, and, you know, there's Venus and Mars are both in Earth signs, which can stabilize us generally, but can leave people really territorial. So just don't play with jealousy or step on people's toes or tell people what to do in their house. It's like really respect boundaries. You know, like really respect boundaries. It's very easy to get in, instructive with Venus and Virgo and Mars and Venus in Capricorn and Mars
in
Virgo.
Capricorn,
yeah.
Yeah, and it won't work. And Mercury in Scorpio can bring up the past and get stuck in the past. But if we don't have to go there. We've all been doing that. Mm-hmm. There's really room on this holiday with the moon in Libra and Mercury making a nice sextile to Venus and trine to Jupiter over the holiday to set new patterns, to find something funny and lovable about each other, mm-hmm. and to really create new ways of interacting.
Right, and encourage that in each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So should we take any calls? Is there anybody on the line, Ann?
We have 8 minutes, and we do have people on the line.
Okay, so let's take
a call.
All
right, so off we go. Hi, 347-743, are you there?
Hi, this is Joanne calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Joanne, how are you? What's your question?
Good. How are you? I wanted to see if you could look at a combination chart, my chart and someone else's chart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, quickly. Your name,
okay,
your birthday?
Mine is 6/14/1974.
Mm-hmm.
1974,
and time?
4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. London, England.
Okay.
And then the other birth date is May 14th,
1979. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the time, but Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And this is 5/14/1979. 79 and unknown time.
We don't know the time.
Okay. And what was your question about the two of you? Just how you're doing
karmic
together?
Well, maybe karmically.
Well, this person is just so incredibly intense. And the second chart has Venus and Mars conjunct in Aries. And Venus and Mars conjunct can be highly charismatic. They have what is known as it, and in Aries, you know, a really exciting personality right on your Chiron and on your seventh house cusp and near your moon. And you have right now Uranus sitting right on your moon. So everything, you can feel like a like you've got your tail plugged into a socket.
Yeah.
You're just like alive and you know, resonating. The person that you're asking about, and you also have Pluto and Uranus coming to challenge your Mercury. You have a good. You were also born with Mercury Saturn conjunction, so you may feel like your whole life is being unsettled, and things are about to change, and you don't know which direction.
Kind of really being turned on its head.
Mm-hmm.
And was the question I think I heard you ask was past life. So yes, an astrologer mm-hmm. would say there's a past life call with this for a couple of reasons. One, mm-hmm. you were born in an eclipse, so your sun's on the south node. So when you pull someone in, you know, there's always, you have to work out part of the story with anybody that you're in a relationship with. And in this particular case, this person has Ceres, Juno, and Jupiter, your Ceres, Juno, and Jupiter on their south node, and their moon, Neptune, is on your north node. Their Neptune particularly on the north node. So there's mm-hmm. a sense with them of you're kind of called to follow them somehow. And of course, mm-hmm. the moon will be between 19 and early cap, but probably with this trine, with the trine to the Leo Mars, I'm going to put it nearer to the Neptune. But the Neptune on the north node is you get kind of carried off into the rapture. And part of the, you know, this can make your chart feel a little disoriented because your Venus in Taurus likes to ground stuff, and your Mercury in Saturn really doesn't like it when it goes too fast. And this person, like, speeds up everything anytime they're near you. So you kind of go, and they kind of, like, the energy is like almost a swirl kind of flying in. Plus, their Jupiter's on your Mars. So you're really attracted to them, but then they feel really too fast. And I don't want to say scary, bad scary, but scary, like, ooh, you know. And because, you know, natally you have Uranus angular,
yeah,
when he's on your moon,
seriously.
This really spins up your stuff extra big. So I would say to you, hang on tight, breathe a lot, and trust the process. They're here. Their sun's on your Venus. They're helping you see something about your love nature and who
mm-hmm.
you are. And they're really, you know, highly stimulating, you know, just stir your stuff. I have a lot of Uranus in my chart. So.
Right. It is vitally alive. I don't think you can walk away from this easily. But the only thing I would say is don't back off, but don't – it's easy to get competitive or compulsive with each other.
Yeah,
you
I
need
feel that.
To stay centered and stay authentic.
And is that all the,
you know,
all
like,
the Aries?
Yeah.
All the Aries and the push-pull of that, that your Venuses are not particularly in comfortable arrangement with each other, but your Venus to the other person's Sun and Chiron, their Venus and Mars to your Chiron, there is, you know, you're healing something intensely. Your Mercuries are in good relationship. You're sextile one another. The Jupiter-Mars, as she said, brings up a competitive nature. Your moons are trying each other by signs, so there's a lot of enthusiasm and camaraderie. But you'll have a different timing and rhythm about things. And both of you can get guarded or competitive or push each other away when you're feeling insecure or tender. So I'd say just stay very centered with one another.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to wrap this up, but good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Welcome. Okay. Bye.
Good luck. Mark, okay. Do you have any last comments about the week ahead or about Thanksgiving itself?
No, I was just going to add one thing in the chart.
Okay.
You feel really, really good when things are intense and you
mm-hmm.
have that kind of almost compulsive thing going on. So, you know, go ahead and feel good with that, but then don't get sucked into it, you know. In other
mm-hmm.
words, don't get too close to the edge of the falls, even though they're fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I'm working on a waterfall puzzle right as you said that.
Okay.
The synchronicity. It's a waterfalls with that one. So
good. So we are signing off.
Mm-hmm. And
my name is Ann Ortley. Bright Red Desk. Out of here. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you all in 2 weeks.
Good.
And Heather, you're manning the booth for next year.
And I'll be here next week, and I will be taking call-ins. And we'll will help you focus on how to get through the holidays. But you can contact any of us for private readings, and you can find our information on our Access Astrology Blog Talk Radio website. And we hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, take care. Big hugs.
Take care. Bye. We are grateful for you.
Yes.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.